We are continuing, gentlemen, with Simon Shin Ayin Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Ches, page Resh Mem Aleph. And we discussed last night the topic of ladders, not snake and ladders, just ladders. And the Shaila asked whether, if you've got two Chatzeros, one joining the other, one next to the other, and you want to be able to, you want to combine them to make an Elf Chatzeros together. So one way is, in order to achieve that, you could just make a Pesach in between to make a literal door. Once you've got a door, then you can make an Elf Chatzeros together and therefore carry from one to the other Chatzer. Option number one. If you are unable or unwilling or you're just not particularly keen to make a physical door between both Chatzeros, what you could do as well is place a ladder. Now, we spoke about the ladder yesterday, that both ladders need to be opposite one another, and we spoke about the fact that the wall needs to be thick in case they're not next to it, not opposite one another. If you've got a thick wall, that would do as well. We also spoke about the fact that the ladders need to be heavy, so they can't just be moved around. And now we're going to be talking about the halacha over how you position the ladder. Okay, and if it's a little bit shortish. So we are up to Seif Ches, and we are up to 1, 2, third line from the top. And we'll be talking a little bit about that before we move about speak about the platform a little bit. Okay, so we're now going to be discussing the following scenario. Ve'imein ha'koisel, ve'imein ha'koisel gavoya lo asoro. If the wall is only 10 tfachim, I just started the fourth line. Ve'imein ha'koisel gavoya lo asoro. If the wall is very precisely 10 tfachim, ha'ivazoikiv sulam gavoya shiva o mashu, and you placed the ladder, you right by the wall, you push the ladder, mama's right by the wall, and the ladder is only 7 tfachim high. So imagine a wall, you've got a wall over here, you've got a wall, and you put the ladder, and the wall is 10 tfachim high, and you place the ladder right, you push it right to the wall, but the ladder being only 7 tfachim Tfachim and a bit high. So what could potentially be the question? If you hear 7 Tfachim, you'd probably hear that it's a problem because the ladder doesn't reach the top. But since it's 7 and a bit, therefore it's okay. Why? Why would it be okay? Because of the general rule of? Indeed. Because of love, that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch says. And you put the ladder right by the wall. Matiroi, this allows you making a Eruv Chatzeros. Whether you want to use the top of the wall, whether you want to make an Eruv between both Chatzeros, that's okay as long as the ladder is pushed right to the wall. Since it's less than 3 tfachim to the top of the wall. What happens if the wall was a little bit higher? And what you did is picture number 50. You destroyed parts of the wall. Picture number 50. Can you hear what it picture? Can you? Is it clear? The picture number 50. Is it clear? Do you want to? Is it clear what picture number 50 is? So, what the point is meant to be, tell me how clear it is. What can you see? So the idea is really that you took parts of the wall. Oh, so that's not really the idea. I also, Imamash felt the same than you, but that's not really the idea. The idea is oka chulia meroish hakoisel. In order to have a wall which separates between both chatzeros, it needs to be 10 tfachim high. What you've done over here is you've taken a little bit off the wall. Now it's not 10 tfachim high anymore because you've destroyed parts of the wall. So it's not really meant to be as a step, but it's meant to be a partial destruction of the 10 tfachim. Does that make sense? Is it visible at all? Now, pardon? Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, as follows, Oka Cholia, if you uprooted a piece, Meroish HaKoyosel from the top of the wall, Ematum Yigav Asor, to take it less than 10 Tfachim. Now, Im Yesh Bo B'meshach HaBo, Mahani,
if it is within, if it is 10 tfachim wide, man, it helps, it's good. Bein also is like a Pesach, in order to make it a Pesach, to allow you to make an Avchatzis with your next door neighbor. Bein in shuchel ishtamish b'kala koisel, and not only that, but you can actually allow, you could actually also make it possible for you to use the top of the wall. The top of the wall itself you can carry from and to. V'imein ba'abo, but if it's less than 4 tfachim wide, the hole is pretty narrow. Einu choshev kepesach lo'ariv yachat, and it's not considered a Pesach at all. V'chein in amoyle ishtamash b'chala koisel, you can't even use the top of the wall. You can't. Bein b'chala koisel, she'enim ishtamash elo keneged hamokim she'nismat, and you can only use the mamash, the place where you uprooted. So Rabbi said, the point is that you have to have, if you uprooted the koisel, and it's significant, meaning 4 tfachim, and therefore it's less than 10 tfachim high now. So that helps. So what we need to take out of this is, we have now three ways to allow you to make an Erev Chatzeiros together. One way is a physical Pesach. Once you've got a physical door, you can make an Erev Chatzeiros together. So imagine your fence to your next, you have Jewish neighbors. One side. So imagine if you want to make an A over them, so you can either make a literal door between them. Option number one. Option number two, we said, is place a sulam to place a ladder. That's option number two. That works as well. Yeah, as long as you reach the top, etc. And as long as it's heavy. And option number three is, if it's 10 tefachim high, if you uproot, you knock off some parts of the top wall, and therefore it's less than 10 tefachim high, that is also considered a Pesach. And you can have Erev Chatzeiros together. But if you don't have any of those three options, you can't make an Erev Chatzeiros with the next door neighbor. Safe test talks about the next question. What about if you put a platform on the floor? A step. Good one. A very good shaila. So let's say you want to make a neighbor with your next door neighbor. Do you have Jewish neighbors? Okay, so let's say you want to make an Erev with your next door Jewish neighbors. You've got Jewish neighbors? One side. Okay, let's say you want to make an Erev. Now, you don't want to make a door with them, because you're not going to hear the end of it. And you don't want to put a ladder there either, because you just don't fancy putting a ladder there. But it's higher than 10 tefachim. So what you want to do is you put a step there. By putting a step there, it's not a ladder, but it's a step. And now by having a step, the top of the step till the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. 6 tefachim, 5 tefachim, it's not such a high. Would that be okay and therefore allow you to make an Erev Chatzeiros? Yes or no? Both sides. Yeah, let's say both sides. Very good. Both sides. Seem to work. Safe test. Tells us to follow. Bono, it's the Bolemato. You built a platform in the bottom, right under the wall. Lemato etzel akosel by the wall. Lemato migoeva asorot to decrease the height of the wall. Im yesh ba'abo, hoich meshach akosel, if it's 4 tefachim wide, huvolet es habon, it sticks out 4, moile ishtamish b'chol akosel, that will help. Yes, a step helps. Stepping up. Yes, you put a step, that will do. No picture here, but the way we're going to picture ourselves. So imagine if you've got picture number 51, picture number 50, and you ignore that hole over there. Imagine there's no hole. But instead of that, you have a stool, a step, a platform underneath it. That works. And therefore, you could make an Erev Chatzeiros between both courtyards. Aval eino choshev kepesach la'orev yachad ad shagil roish ha'koisel. If it's less than 4 tefachim, then it doesn't help at all. So if it's less than 4 tefachim, then you've wasted your time. Interesting question. Okay, so that was the halacha of a stool or a step. It's the verb. What if you don't have a stool available? If you don't have a step available, what you're going to take is you take one of those big bowls. You take a big bowl. Take a big bowl and you put it up. You take it upside down. You put it by the wall. A wheelie bin. Wow, good one. A wheelie bin. So lichayra wheelie bin. A wheelie bin lichayra will be
Like an itztaba. Wow, that's a really good question. Because that's really good. What about a wheelie bin? If you just put the wheelie, that's such a good shaila. What if you put the wheelie bin right by the wall? Will that be considered a Pesach that you can make of chatzis between both?
It must be solid, just like you said.
Just like the ladder needs to be affixed or heavy, so lechayr also the wheelie. Very good. Let's see what Sefel teaches us, and then we can get back, think about that. Kofo Sefel sheish by abo al abo. How can you put a Sefel? A Sefel, very literally, is a kind of bowl or a bowl. And you put it, you took it upside down, and you put it right, and it's four tvachim. So it's about this size, on this size, so it's not so big. And you put that, the very cold shoe, and it's a little bit higher. And therefore, by putting it by the wall has now is up to a grand total of less than 10 tvachim. Mota leishtamish keneged amiyut. The halacha is that, you're allowed to use right by the miut. All you can do is use that area which is opposite that sefel. So you cannot use it all together, make another chatzeus with your neighbor. That won't work. All you can do is use the area high and on top and opposite that sefel. So just get that clear. Where would be the wall? What would be a good wall? What should be the wall for now? Should this be the wall? Okay, so it's more than 4 tvachim, but let's just assume that's the wall. Okay, going this way, imagine this is solid. Now, what we're doing is, we're putting a sefel, kind of bowl, right on the floor, either on this side or on the other side as well. What we do now is that by having the sefel, the total from the top of the sefel to the top of the wall, it's less than 10 tvachim. If there's still a distance of 10 tvachim, forget it. It's a waste of time. But if you've got less than 10 tvachim from the sefel to from the bowl till the wall, if it's less than 10 tvachim, so imagine you've got a sefel over here and then whatever, it's less than 10 tvachim. So halacha is not that this is considered a full-fledged Pesach and you make an Erev Chatzis between you and us. No. But what it does mean is that this area over here, this part of the wall over here, right by the sefel, right over here, that can be used. Okay, but it doesn't mean that it's a Pesach. It doesn't mean you can make an Erev Chatzis together. It's a very limited gain. Only as Shulchan Aruch says, Muta leishtamesh keneged hamiut. You may use the area, therefore carry in the area, keneged, opposite the miut, the area which have decreased. But not more than that. It is not a proper Pesach. Ubilvat, provided shechabrenu betit, as long as you've actually cemented it. Oh. So that goes back to your point. Coming back to Rabbi Kagan's shaila of the wheelie bin. Okay, that's a really interesting shaila. I want to bring it to look up in the Sivas Shabbos. It's a very good shaila. Rabbi say, what do you think about going back to Rabbi Kagan's shaila? You want to make an Erev Chatzis with your next door neighbor. You do not have a Pesach, and you do not have a Sulam. But what are you going to put there? Put the wheelie bin right there. And therefore, that would allow you to step up, kind of, and go over the wall. Would that help? Yes or no? Based on what we're learning now, what do you think?
You'd have to basically climb on the bin.
Yeah. Would that work or not? Is it like a ladder or not?
Cheating.
I agree. I think it won't work for two reasons. Firstly, it won't work because of the halacha that we just saw now. Shechabrenu betit needs to be cemented, which actually reminds us very much of the halacha of the sulam. What did we see about the sulam as well? It needs to be solid, it needs to be drilled in. And a wheelie bin is not drilled in, it's not solid, it's not firmly attached. Like we find over here, this needs to be cemented down, so also the ladder needs to be solidly attached and affixed, and that won't be true by a wheelie bin. Therefore, probably won't work. Okay, see if you'd Aleph. We are ready for the Bona Itztabal Itztabal. Now, Itztabal Itztabal is a... platform, that's the word. And it's the on top of a flat platform. Two steps, basically. One step, two steps. One on the top of the other. Now, im yesh betachtoino, if the lower one has got abo, fort fachim on fort fachim, the lower one, if o im ein bo abo labo, v'yesh b'elyoyno ala bo ala bo, or could be that the top one has got four tefachim and a four tefachim, but the low one doesn't have.
And there's no distance between the two steps of three tefachim. One is on top of the other, very literally one on top of the other. And either the top one is 4 and 4 tefachim, or the low one is 4 and 4 tefachim. So the halacha is mahani lehati leishtamesh olav, that will again suffice and work for the area on top of this to be considered fair. That top of the wall, the right on top of that, you can place things there and take things from there. But it's not considered a Pesach. It's not considered a Pesach. It's not Pesach. Therefore, you won't be able to make an Erev Chatzeis with your next neighbor. But it's the you can carry just that area over there. If you can just look at Sif Yud Beis, you know what? Sif Yud Beis, because that will be a similar kind of Sif Ziz Ayoitzem in Akoisel. If you've got a protrusion sticking out, perhaps let's look at picture 69. Now, I don't know if you like the graphics of that, or if you don't like the graphics of that. What can you see? It's a little bit, perhaps a little bit confusing, because what it's meant to be is, what can you see? What is it meant to be? Chaim, what is it? Picture 69. Very good. Okay, very good. So what it is, as you said, it's a step or a stone, a protrusion coming out of the wall. That's what is the solid aspect of it. You've got a step protruding out of the wall. So I'm looking at Sif Yud Beis. Ziz Ayotzim in Akosli, we've got a Ziz, a protrusion sticking out of the wall. V'yesh ba'abol abon, which is bigger than 4 and 4 tefachim. V'nyachol of Sulam Kolchi, and you've put a ladder leaning on it. Moi lahatel lahatash mish Akosli, that will allow you to carry on and from the wall, the actual wall. Vehu, and that is shloi tej ben shliva atachtonin legvoy min haaretz shloisha. That is as long as the steps of the rugs of the ladder is 3 tefachim from the floor. Vehloi ben shliva le shliva shloisha, and from step to step you need to have less than 3 tefachim. Vehu sheniach sulam al gavazis, and the protrusion needs to be. And the ladder needs to be leading onto the protrusion. But if it's next to it, that won't do. He needs to be on it, leaning on it, and not next to it, just on the wall. So that's the rule over here, that if you've got the ladder leaning on this protrusion, then that will allow you to carry on the wall. Now, Rabbi says, so that's what we're seeing over here. We're seeing a shtikel achidish. We're seeing that just because you've got a step onto it, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's considered a good Pesach, and you can therefore make an Erev Chatzeis between both Chatzeis, not necessarily. We have got over here in between stage that it will sometimes allow you just carrying on the wall, but not allow you to make an Erev Chatzeis between both neighbors. Okay, just to recap what we covered this evening, Rabbi Yisai. We learned the halacha of the ladder. We started off talking about a ladder which is less than 10 tefachim, and we learned by the ladder which is less than 10 tefachim that if it's 7 and a bit, that will be okay. We spoke about the Oka Chulia case, picture 50 and picture 51, and we learned there that if you have got a hole on the wall, then that is considered a decrease of the actual 10 tefachim, and that's okay. We learned that if you've got if you put like a bowl or something upside down, that will take off the 10 tefachim. That will be considered as long as it's cement and solidly attached. But it won't allow you to make an Erev Chatzeis with your neighbor. It just allows you to carry on the wall. Okay, it's a bit of a gain, I suppose. And with regards to the step on the step, the same here applies as well, that it's not considered eligible for Pesach to make an Erev Chatzeis with your neighbors, but it does allow you to carry on the wall. And finally, this is picture 69, that also allows, once you've got a ladder leaning onto the step, that allows you carrying on the wall, but will not allow you to make an Erev Chatzeis with the next door neighbor. Okay, that's it for this evening. I wish you good Chodesh and a good evening.